מי גאלבן איז ביישט זע מי קיה חול און נאמע לי קאמו נופלו ווי שאַכט דאס איז דאס איבסו דיכסי ווי זע וואכט ווי אַ חאלט מאַש האט זע וועג וואָט איך So in other words, that means, let's say, suppose you put the sack on the table and there is a very strong wind and there is a behavior, let's say, here on the floor and I put the sack on the table and then the wind throws it down, the sack, the flow of the wind throws it down and somehow the sack in the chiloche ba'avoy causes the symbolism of the behavior. So the shechita is psula. Why? Because it's nisbechol me'olel. It was done al deklome. It was, you could say, but how did the sakin come to the table? So a person, the sheikh put the sakin on the table, and then the wind blew it down. So it should be a good shechita, but that's common, because the wind blew it down from the table on the tzavra beimo, and it was sheikh beimo. So the melee, it's nishchita malel. So that's the tisefte, ichul, vizobachto, prab, vizobachto, ולוי שניס בכל על דיגוי, ולוי שניס בכל על דיקייב, ולוי שניס בכל מיילאו. So in other words, if it's ניס בכל מיילאו, there is no קייר גברי, so then the שחיטה is פסול. So this is what Rashi says. If it is done by a revolving wheel in which Isakim is thrust, and that wheel is driven by the Mayim, by the energy generated by the Mayim, So then it's possible, because it's nis b'chomele. So then the second question is, ho b'kiach rishno b'kiach sheni. So even if it is a water wheel, so if it's b'kiach rishni, if it's the first stroke, so it's kosher. B'kiach rishni miyad kishenor tal hadaf ha-me'ake v'zamayi v'hischi ligalge u'vischi las gilgule shochat m'kiach odom shenor tal hadaf. So then it is, so it's kosher. B'kiach sheni, l'acha she gilgul l'hamayim, es ha-galgal, pam v'sheino u'shniyo, so then it's not miyadayim. Now, so let's say, suppose you make an electric knife, and when you plug it in, it starts cutting. So you could argue that if it is done the moment you plug it in, so then it's considered like Kriya Chishni. Right? So that was discussed by Rabbi Pesach Zvi Shvayim, whether if it is the first stroke, you know, in an electrical machine, whether that's considered B'yodayim or not. But only the first stroke. But after the first stroke, so then it's certainly Kriya Chishni. You see? Now let's say, when you plug it in, so the first stroke, the moment you plug it in, when you turn on the switch, so then you could argue that it's considered like Kriya Chishni. But after the first stroke, so certainly kiyachishin. But whether the first stroke, an electrical machine, is considered like kiyachishin or not, that's a difficult question.
Ready?
Yes.
How about an electric knife with a handle?
What?
Electric knife with a handle. You have to hold on.
You hold it.
But it works by electricity.
Yeah. All right. So, Rav Pesach Zvi Shvayim discussed that in some chulis. This whether we consider the fact. Now let's say, how about Rabbi Pesach Zvi Shvayim discussed the question if somebody will use an electric shaver in shaving off the Pesach Rosh. Now, in regard to Pesach Rosh, so there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis. According to the Rambam, so the halacha of Giluach Sheyesh Bei Hashchose, in other words, Daf Ketar, that applies to Pesach Rosh as well, not only to Pesach Zoki. But according to Teisves, so it only by Pesach Zoki we have the halacha of Giluach Sheyesh Hashchose. Only Tar is Chayav Malkes. But if it's Misporayim Kein Tar, he's not Chayav. Mashenkin by Pesach Rosh, even Misporayim Kein Tar. If you use, let's say, a machine, not a Tar. So he's also Chayav. So Rav Pesach Zvi Shvayim discusses the question, what if you cut off the Pesach Rosh with an electrical machine shaver? So whether it's considered, according to Tesis, that you are chayev even with a Misporayim Kenta, I don't know whether they sell it today, not an electrical. Years ago there was not an electrical machine, not a Tar, but it was... It used to shave off, you know, some of the basa, but it wasn't electrical. I don't know whether they sell it today. It was called Protus machine. That's how it was called, a Protus machine. So many used it for shaving. So if that was done on the Pesach Rosh, so he'll be chayav according to Teisa Shita. Not according to the Rambam, but according to Teisa. So the Pesach Sfiyah Shvayim discussed the question, how about an electrical shaver? Where it works through the electrical motor. But you have to keep on moving the shaver against the Pesach Rosh, whether that is considered as be your dime or not. So it's that question, you see. If you have a knife that cuts through the electrical motor, but you have to hold it, otherwise it will not cut. But it cuts not simply by virtue of the fact that you hold it. It cuts by virtue of the electrical motor. So it's the same shayla. It's the same shayla. Aber mit der Schäle, komm mal. So what is Kirschini? Lacha, she gilgul hamay, es a galgal. Pam rishaino ushniyo. Pam rishaino ushniyo. So then it's not nasis viadai. Alright. Yosif Rava Chiri de Rebchiri. The Rebchiri came to the Rebbe. The Yosif Rebbe become a. Nay lishkeshu bitolu, shenem layi kares a macheles, lishreit. So what is macheles? Macheles is a sword. But it's something tolush. So Rebbe learns out from Macheles, from this posik, that it has to be tolush, not mechubim. Omale Rav Reb Chiye, my koma. So omale vov dichsiv auftiko. In other words, he meant that the reason of Rebbe is not smooth. So it's like a vov you write on a piece of on a log of wood. So that vov will not come out smooth. If you write on a log of wood that has many crevices. So is it possible to write a vov, a smooth vov, on a log of wood that has crevices, that has cracks? Impossible. In other words, so it means that Rebbe Yalfusa is not smooth. In other words, it's not muchach from this posik that it has to be betonged. So after all, what the posik says, that Avrom used in Acheles, so Kozerus and Avrom komashu. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. No, I skipped this piece of Gemara, I think. Look, Rashi, how biki achish, no biki achshein. V'chirho domar av popin. Hai man di kapsa lechavre. V'ashka al ibit kede maye, umis chaye. My time again of the day, you. The anime. V'anime al biki achish, no biki achshein. Grom ebal. So in other words, so Rav Popin says, if somebody will take a hose, a pipe that has water, a hose, and that hose has a cap, so it covers the hose. So that cap covers the hose. So the jet of water does not flow out from it. But suppose he removes. Now he bound a person and he put him down here on the floor. Then he has the hose. The hose is covered with the cap, and then he takes off. He takes off. Here, this is the hose, and he bound the person here on the floor. And then he removed the cap from the hose, and then the jet of water started to pour upon the person, and it killed him. So that's Haiman the Kavs lechavre v'ashkam bit kedemaye umis is chayev. So he's a ritzayah b'yadai, because the halacha is ritzayah al bikrome is potter of his bezni. He's a ritzayah. He's chayev misin l'shamayim sheivad amodom bodom domi yishafich. But misses bezni there isn't if he kills al bikrome, only if he kills b'yadai. But this is considered as the removal of the cap from the hose, from the pipe, which made the water to pour upon the person, so that's considered like Ritzicha Yodai. My time in Gira the day would anime. Vahane mila bikeach rishi. Avo bikeach sheni grome baumeru. Grome baumeru. So, but bikeach sheni. So, in other words, so Rashi says, Bikafsi kosh, the ashwa bikdamaya, sheifna my mabiro, viniru, chaye, the hogi mamesh beisra mai, vihein, hein, clay zaine, viloi havi grome, bikiachishin, she koshre, somuch nisosa mai, vihi, vinshenoka, neke nisosa mai, miyad boa mai, mipi, אהוד ישני שכושם בריך אותם, והמים הולכו שום, אך הופו שום לא כפה נקב, והופכו שום פוטר, וואי, לקרוא מבעל מהו. לקרוא מבעל מהו. תראו את צידת איזוס, אבו ביקר שם לקרוא מבעל מהו, והכביס אלוהים החי, לא מבוי אוהים את שום מקופסים, לא כמי לפוטר, אפילו יוסיף המים מוביולוב, ורע ברחמון הם מצמצאים אלו ממוקים שישראל זה כבר כי אם כבר סונדו את תייסס הוא אסבדר תייסס says דגמור says here בקיח שני so if the person was killed not with the with the direct flow of the water but קיח שני what would be קיח שני קיח שני would be like this let's say suppose the person is at a distance he bound the person and he put him at a distance and then he opened up the cap of the hose of the pipe and water started to flow but the water didn't hit him directly first the water rested let's say as the water was spilled out was poured out from the hose so it rested over here and then it started to flow after it rested for a second over here so then it started to flow and it hit the person and it killed him so that's Kiyach Sheni. That's Kiyach Sheni. So the Kasha of Teisves was, but let him be Mechuyev for binding the person. After all, he put the person. So the answer is, not binding the person. That's certainly common. I mean, so he cannot be Mechuyev, Mrs. Bezden, for binding the person. Ve'akvis aloy mechayev, ve'loim loy miboy yohoyoyim etchom, ve'kofsi b'mkeim elipota, afi lo yov seif mayim lo ve'alof, ve'loi rabi rachmonem mitzamtzim, אלו במוקים שיצח להזק בו, כי אם כובע שאולוף לשיח האיש, אוי לשיח המים. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that mitzamtzim is chayiv mise. It's considered not gome, but it's considered harigim yadayim. What is mitzamtzim? Mitzamtzim, it means this. Let's say, Shimon goes into the water, he takes a dip. And as Shimon, after Shimon put his head beneath the water, and he's about to raise it, so Reuven comes over and he puts his hand over Shimon's head. So he put his hand just over Shimon's head. He didn't push his head. He just put, this is, Shimon put his head, that's Shimon's head, and it's beneath the water. And then Reuven comes over, and before Shimon was able to raise his head, so he puts his head, and Reuven puts his hand on Shimon's head, thereby stopping Shimon from raising his head. That's with something. So he's chayev mise, chayev mise's best. Reuven is chayev mise's best. Because mitzamtzim, not letting Shimon come up, raise his head from the water or from the fire. So he's considered like throwing him into the water, like throwing him into the fire. So Teisa says, so he says, "Lo mi boyo mi chom mi kosim kim di pota." Afilo yosef my mobile. The rabbi Achmon mitzamtzim elu mokim sheis klayezik vo kim kovah shalof lisech haish oy lisech hamay. In other words, so Teisa says, so one could argue if let's say water started to pour. Suppose someone opened up the cap of a pipe and he uncovered the pipe and water starts a jet of water starts pouring and then so another person is lying there. So he goes over to the other person and quickly he binds him. He shouldn't be able to run away. So one could argue that by binding that person as the water is about to be poured upon that person, by binding him, in effect he's mitzamtzemim. It's like putting the hand upon the person's head in the water so that he shouldn't come out from the water. Here he's lying there on the floor and he's in a position to run away. So then Reuven runs over to him and he stops, he's running away, he binds his feet, so he can't go away, so it's like putting the hand over the water, so he should be chayev mise, as a retzei yadayim. So he says, no, when do we say that mitzamtzim is chayev el bimokim sheyitzchil ahezik lo? In other words, a person took a dip in the water, so the yitzchil ahezik lo, because the mayim is there already, but here the mayim hasn't reached yet that person, the mayim is still here, but in a minute or two, it will reach him. And he ties his feet, so he shouldn't be able to run away. So he's mitzamtzim him before the hezek is there. So then it's only gone. This is what he says. סולוי מבוי, אוי אוי מישהו מיקר סולמוקים, כי מילי פוטה אפילו יסיב המים ועובר לו. וגם באחרון נמצא בסולמוקים שישראל זה כבר, כי כבר שלא צריך ליצר מים, כנם בעד נשרופים. אבל סייף חיים לווי, וסייף מים לווי, איס פוטה, אפילו קוף סיבי מוקים אחרי, סודת איסות מפוטה, אפילו, אבל סייף חיים לווי, וסייף מים לווי, איס פוטה, אפילו, בוט, נאטו, סודת איסות מפוטה, בוט איבן, איפי בלנדים, in one place. He bound him and then he brought him and put him in the other place. And he uncovered the pipe, the hose, so he's also gone. So I feel, Kofsi mokimachem, and we should put it, I forgot him, or you save my love, or you chayim, liman de oma, ishe, mishim chitzov, shemishim chitzov, di maishne mi ishe, beruach mitzuyo, דין חילו במקרי ואיש יצא אדובה ומקרי ואדובה יצא איש דוקי בקומוסי של חברי לפני הדלקה שיחילו לא מברך מצוי החיים קידום הבריש הכנס מכל מוקים הוכה פוטר שבישו שהביא שבישו שהביא שבישו שהביא שם לא הוא יוסיף מה עם לובן אין אב דעשקי לך כך ועמה דעשקי לו עם החיים בכי יחשני ודאימר לזור הכחיץ, הוא תחיז ביודי וכאילו מעצו מסלקס התחיז לפוטר. So he says that קופסי במוקם אחר, והביא שום לפוטר. אף אגב דימו יוסיף מים לא ויורנוב, הוא יחייב. So it is, so he saved, so then, so he בחייב, מקום מוקם אוכל פוטר, שבשור שהביא שום, לא הויו. סייף מים לא ויהיו אב דאש קוביט כדמיים. So that means that Teisve says, suppose, so he's only Potter, even according to Rabbi Yechiel, who says, Ishe Mishim Chitzov, only in this case, because first he bound the person, Reuven bound Shimon, and he brought him over to that place, and then he uncovered the pipe, the hose. But suppose first he would uncover the pipe, and then he would quickly bind the person and drop him over there, after he uncovered the pipe, so then he would be chayim. According to Rabbi Yechanan says, Ishim Shem Chitzov. This is what he is saying. But the reason is why he's not chayim, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, is because in this case, first he bound the person and brought him over and placed him there, and then he uncovered the pipe. But if he had done it the other way, if first he would have bound the person, if first he would have uncovered the pipe, and then he would have carried over the person, who is tied in that place, so it saved my love, so then it would be Mikari Hadover Itzraish, and if he is Mishim Chitzov, so that means that if somebody will make a fire in order to kill the person in a certain house, he'll set fire to a house in order with the Kavone that the person in the house should get killed, and then he got killed, so he's Chayim Mrs. Bez. According to Rabbi Yechanan, who says Ishim Shem Chitzov. And Avon is Akinir Masoe, Sheinichon Beresh Gage Vinofu Beruach Mitzuyo, is it all the Veish? So just as the Av of Veish, is Ishim Shem Chitzov and is Chayiv Mise Ezer Retzeach, so for the Tol of Veish, he is also Chayiv Mise, Mishum Retzeach. This is what Teisa says. But Teisa says, here in this, the Gemara has referenced the case where first he bound the victim, and put him on the ground, and then he uncovered the pipe. So he was not even Mikari Vadova Ritzalesh. But if he would do it the other way, then he would be Chayim Mise, according to Rabbi. In other words, so what do we see from this thesis? From this thesis we see that the Aloche of Ishe Mishim Chitzov, that applies not only to the Avavish, but to the Toldo Veish as well. And Mimele, and since there is no difference between Mikari Veish or Eish Yitzva Adovo, or Mikari Vadovo Yitzva Eish, so Mimele, Ligabe, the Toldo Veish, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mikari or Eish Yitzva Adovo or Adovo Yitzva Eish. What would be the Toldo Veish? If somebody puts his Avonis Akilim Asoy on the roof, and then it falls off with an ordinary wind, and it kills someone. So that would be Told of Eish. What would be Mikari Vadovo Yitzra Eish? Let's say somebody would Ruvain would put Avoni Sakine on the roof. Then Shimon would bring over a person, Shimon would bring over a lady, Oh, it can be Levi's Behemoth. So, near the roof, because Levi's Behemoth was far away from the roof now. And then, so when Reuven put Avonei Sakin and Masoi on the roof, so Levi's Behemoth couldn't be injured by the Avonei Sakin and Masoi that will fall down from the roof. But then Shimon, after Reuven put up on the roof the Avonei Sakin and Masoi, so Shimon brought over the Behemoth of Levi near the roof. Then, with an ordinary wind, the Sakin fell off and it injured, it killed Levi's Behemoth. So Shimon will be high. A stolen age. Why? Because Shimon, in effect, was Mikari Batavonet age. What was the age? The Avonei Sakin and Masoi that Reuven put on the roof. But if not for Shimon's act of bringing over Levi's Behemoth near the roof, so this Avonei Sakin and Masoi could not have been Mazik, Levi's Behemoth. So Levi was Mikari Batavonet age. And then the Sakin and Masoi fell down. So then Shimon would be Chayev. Shimon would be Chayev on the basis of Chitzon. So that means, suppose Shimon would bring over Levi, to the roof, to the place where the Avonei Sakin and Masoi is, and then the Sakin would fall down and would injure Levi, so then Shimon would be chayev dalid voin, because of Shimon Shem Chitzon. So not only the Av of age, but even the Tod of age. And since there is no difference between the Mikariv Reish Yitzra Adovo and Mikariv Hadovo Yitzra Reish, let's say, if Reuven puts up the Avonei Sakin and Masoi and that falls down on Levi, so then it's Mikariv Reish Yitzra Adovo. But if Shimon brings over Levi to that place, he brings him over and puts him down there on the karak, and then the Sakin falls down upon Levi, so then Shimon becomes Mechuyev on the basis of Ishim Ishim Chitzo for Dalet Voi, according to Tesis. Anyway, so we see from Tesis Shite, that Tesis Shite is that the Aloche of Ishim Ishim Chitzo applies not only to Eish itself, but to the Tolda of Eish as well. There is one Teretz in Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Shchemim, that says something that the Roim Bovakame, in Shittim Kubetzes, at the beginning of Akinah says, the Roim Bovakame, at the beginning of Akinah, so he is Chemik on the Tesis. And he says, that even Rabbi Yechanan, who says Ishim Shim Chitzov, so that only applies to Ish itself, but it doesn't apply to the Toldo of Ish. So in other words, if somebody makes a fire and that fire spreads and it injures a person, it affects a certain burn in a person, so then the one who made a fire, on account of which a certain person was burned, was injured, so he's mechuyev to pay it all at void. Nezek, tzah, ripu. Sheves, veishes not, because veishes he has to be mischav to be mivayish. But if he was not mischav to be mivayish, so memele, he will not be chayev, veishes, but he'll be chayev all at void. Mashayinkin, if someone puts down the avon esakini masoy on the roof, and then it falls down, beruach mitzio, and it hurts a person, so he's not chayev all at void. He will only be chayev nezek, but he will not be chayev in tzar, he pusheves. Not be chayev. Why? So he says, true, that told the day she's geish, but the Gemara says that man be isli shim chitzov isli namim shim ameni. The Gemara says in Bobakame, daf chav dalet. What does it mean? True, that eish is chayev mishim chitzov. But suppose he cannot be mechuyev mishim chitzov, so he's still mechuyev mishim ameni, where it's possible chitzov. For example, let's say Reuven would make a fire in his own yard, and then the wind spread the fire, and it spread to another yard. And then, but there was a mechitze. There was a certain mechitze, an iron wall. So that iron wall obstructs the spreading of the fire. It cannot go beyond that wall. Then, let's say Reuven and made the fire in his own yard at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the fire spread, and if not for the wall, it would spread to Shimon's yard, if not for the wall. But on account of the wall that Shimon's yard had, so it didn't spread. So it couldn't spread. But then, a minute after Reuven made the fire in his own yard, there was an unusual hurricane, And that tore down the wall. Mimele, the fire was able to spread beyond the heretofore wall. So then Reuven cannot be mechuyev mishum chitzo. Because as far as chitzo is concerned, so it is analogous to the situation of Reuven throwing a chetz at Shimon, and let's say, but Shimon is standing and he has a shield obstructing the chetz. Let's say Shimon is standing here, Reuven is standing here, and Shimon holds this shield, and Reuven throws a chetz. So at that time, it couldn't hit Shimon. But then Levi comes and takes away after Reuven threw away the chetz. So Levi came and took away the shield, the trees from Shimon's hand. Mimele, the chetz of Reuven hit Shimon. So Reuven will not be chayav misi. Why? Because at the time when he threw the chetz, so the chetz was not in a position to hit Shimon. But a second later, so Levi took away the shield. So Mimele is not chayav mishim chitzov. So in the case two, Ishi is mishim chitzov, but that is only shayach. Even the time when he set the fire, when he made the fire, when Reuven made the fire in his yard, so the fire was in the position, was destined, was capable of reaching Shimon's yard. But at that time, there was a big iron fence that protected his yard, Shimon's yard, from the fire that was made by Reuven and Reuven's yard. But then, a minute later, the wind or somebody threw down the fence, the wall. So in melee, the fire was able to spread. So he cannot mechuyev on the score of chitzah, because it's analogous to the situation where Reuven threw a chetz at Shimon, and Shimon was holding a trees, a shield, obstructing the passing of the chetz, and then somebody else removed the shield. Mimele, the chetz reach Shimon. So Reuven is not chayev misem mishim chitzov. So here too. But he'll still be chayev misem because of Mamene. Mishim andi isle mishim chitzov isle name mishim Mamene. So the horse says, since mandi isle mishim chitzov is isle name mishim Mamene, so avoni sakine umasoi shenichem reshkage v'noflo, so it's only chayev on the score of Mamene, but not on the score of chitzov. This is, so in other words, so Teisus, so the whole is chelik on Teisus Shikhe. Because here Teisus says that the halacha of Shem Shem Chitzov applies not only to Eish itself, but to any Tolga of Eish. Because here we're not talking of Eish, we are talking of Mayim. So it's only on the basis of Tolga Eish. So in other words, Teisus Shikhe is that the halacha of Shem Shem Chitzov applies not only to the Av of Eish, it applies to the Tolga of Eish as well. It applies to the Tolga of Eish as well. Now, the Roshite is that it doesn't apply. Now, Teisus in Sanhedrin, in that sugi, says a big chiddush in regard to Shri. He says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Ishe Mishim Chitzov, so if somebody will put the sake on the table and Iruach Mitzuyo is likely to throw down the sake, and then a behemoth will be lying down on the floor, and a person, Reuven, the Sheikhet, put the sakin on the table, and then the sakin fell down beruach mitzuyo upon the behemoth that is on the floor, and was shaped and cut as a money. Derech loche v'avoye, the loche v'avoye. So the shchit is the shchit ekshero, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rish Lakish not, because Rish Lakish holds ishei mishum ameine. So it's not considered like throwing a chetz, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that ishei mishum chitzov. So the shchit will be shchit ekshero. The shchit will be shchit ekshero. So when do we say according to Rabbi Yochanan, noflo v'shochti shchitosi psulo? That means noflo. He put the knife on the table, and then it fell down, and it was sheichen the behemo. So the shchitosi shchitosi psulo. That is only in the case where it fell down beruach sheilo mitzuyo. So then we don't say that it's ish. Only avone sakine masoye shenichom reshgabe v'noflo beruach mitzuyo. But if it's noflo beruach mitzuyo, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the shchite is a good shchite. So what does it mean? So the shchite is a good shchite. Why? Because the ishim shim chitzah. So first of all, this is in Sanhedrin, it's like this is here. The Daloch of Vishim Shemchitzov is not limited only to the Avavish, it applies to the Toldo of Eish as well. To the Toldo of Eish as well. And this is the Toldo of Eish, like Avonis Akin Masoi, Shinich Meshgar Yunov. And number two, the Daloch of Vishim Shemchitzov has application to Shchitezma. To Shchitezma. Now, of course, the Rambam, paskens the halacha in Cheshchite, that if somebody at this din of noflo v'shochto shchitos ipsolo, and the Rambam doesn't limit it to the case where it fell down beruach shein mitzuyo. In other words, it means even if it fell down beruach mitzuyo, and the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan that ishe mishum chitzov. So then the question is: so why does the Rambam say shchitos ipsolo? So Rabbi Chaim says, so he gives two terutzim. So, but both terutzim happen to be mentioned by the Rav. I don't know why Rabbi Chaim doesn't mention. So he says, first of all, that the Rambam is chilek antesis. That the shita of the Rambam is that the aloch of Vishim Shemchitzov applies only to the Abavesh, but not to the Toldavesh. But and that is mentioned by the Rav in Shem Chubetzes, in Bubakame, the beginning of Akenes. Then he mentions another terutz. Chaim says that even if we say that Ishe Mishim Chitzov applies to the Toldo of Eish as well, to Avonis Akin Masoi, Shenichom Beresh Gagi, Vinoflu, so in such a case, if the Sakin will fall down upon a human being and hurt him, injure him, he'll be Chayav Dal Dvorim, and if the Sakin will fall down Beruach Mitzuyo, and will kill a person, and suppose they'll be amazing, suppose a person will put the Sakin on the top of the roof, deliberately, in order that the sacking should fall upon the person who happened to be downstairs on the karka. So, in order he should get killed. So then, the one who put the sacking will be chayiv mise, according to Tesis. And the aloche of Ishe Mishim Chitzov, it applies to the Toldo of Eish as well, but it has no application to Shchite. Why? Because by Shchite, the aloche is that the Shchite has to take place b'kiyah gavra. Nasis mikhech. So, by Ritzicha, there is no aloche that in order that a person should be chayiv mise as Ritzicha b'yadayim, so the Ritzicha must take place with his keich. Even if it's not done with his keich, he's still a Ritzicha b'yadayim as long as he does it b'yadayim. So, mainly if we say Yishim Shim Chitzov, so it's considered done b'yadayim. So it's considered don't be a day. Masheinkin by shchite, so the aloche is Masheato zeveyach ato eiche vizovachto v'yochalto. In other words, that it has to be done b'kiyah gavra through his force. Now, in this case, two ishim shemchitzov. So it's considered like it's maise ritzicha v'yadayim, like it's maise hezek v'yadayim. He's chayv dalet vorim, the Gemara says. If the fire injures a person, if you make a fire in your yard and then the fire spreads, it spreads a mile and it injures, it burns a person, it injures him, you are mechuyev dal dvorim, because it's considered like biyodayim. But it's not nasis mekeichei, because after all, how did the fire spread? The fire spread through the ruach, so it's not nasis mekeichei. So by shchite, if somebody will put the sakin on the table and with the ruach mitzuyo, it will share the behemoth. So it's considered he's maise, biyodayim, but it's not nishchad beheime, it's not nishchad bekeichei, and here the aloche is, it has to be nasis bekeichei. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ro, in Teras Abayis and Vedek Abayis. Now, the Rashbo discusses a certain thing. He says, the Rashbo, now, if somebody puts a sakin on the table, and the sakin falls off, and shechte beheime, shechte psuah. That's the Gemara. Noflo. That's the Mishnah. Noflo v'shochto shchitos ipsul. Shchitos ipsul. So the Rashbo asks another question. Suppose the Sheikhet has, there is a behemoth just here, and the Sheikhet has the sakin in his hand. The Sheikhet has the sakin in his hand. And then he just loosens the grip, his grip. Mimele, it falls down. He doesn't exert any force. It's not that he exerts force, he applies his energy, but he just removes the keach hamineya. In other words, he was holding the sack like this, and then he loosens the grip. He doesn't exert any force,
And the sacking falls down on the behemoth, and he checks the behemoth. Is the shechita kosher or not? So the Rashba says, he raises that question and says that the shechita is kosher. The shechita is kosher. The shechita is kosher. The Rashba says that the shechita is kosher. And he mentions a raya from the Gemara in Baba Kama at the end of the second parak. Hoy so even munachas lo b'sechiki. So Shabbos is potter because Melachas Machshavos is also Torah. But in Dalit Vorim is chay. In other words, if let's say there was an Eben, let's say between the feet, and then he didn't even know, and he just inadvertently. He just spread out his feet. Mimele, the heaven fell down upon a person and injured a person. So he's chayda l'dvar. But here he didn't apply any force. He's only removed the keach amneya. So we see that he's chayda l'dvar. So mimele, by shechita too, if the shechet will hold the sake, and then he will not apply force, but he'll just remove the keach amneya, and the sake falls, and the sake falls with the force of gravity. Not through his force. He just removed his counterforce that acts against the force of gravity. But then when the sake falls, drops, it's exclusively through the force of gravity. So the shchite is a good shchite. Because so over there is chayv dalet vorim. So the roi in Berek Abayi is masik on the roi. And he says, if a sheichet will hold the sake, and then he'll just remove the keach amneya, and then it falls through gravity. The sake falls through gravity and slaughters the behemoth, so the shechita is the shechita psula. He says, even though he's chayv dalet vorim, he says, because vis-a-vis dalet vorim, there is no halacha of kiyagav. There's halacha of dalet vorim, right? Vis-a-vis ritzich and vis-a-vis dalet vorim. Does the Torah say, only when you kill a person through your keach? Yachayv mise. If you kill a person, yachayv mise. It has to be your maisi. Dalet vorim, if it's al degrome, you're not chayv dalet vorim. It has to, you have to be chayvel b'yadayim. So, removal of the keach hamenea, of the keach hamenea, so it's considered his ma'isel yadayim. Masha'inkin gabi shchita deri zaloche, vizavachto, masha'at ezeveyach adeichel, masha'at ezeveyach, only if the behemoth is nishchito, through his keach. So if you take the sacking, and through your keach, you shecht it, so then it's nishchito through keach gavre. But if you remove the keach hamenea, and then it falls through the force of gravity. So it's nishat through the force of gravity, not through its keach. So memele, it's not a good shchita. So the shchita is psula. Because here the shchita has to be nasis mechichet. Now what's the shchita of the Rashba? Shchita of the Rashba is that the gzeras hakosuv of his avachta v'chalto does not imply that it has to be nishchita mechichet. There has to be a shchita b'yadayim. And the shchita of the roi is that it has to be a shchita b'yadayim. So in other words, so that's the roi. So Reb Chaim, in explaining the Rambam, this is the terutzim. And both terutzim happen to be mentioned by the Rambam. So one teretz is that he says that the Rambam holds that the Ishim Shem Chitzov applies only to Eish. It was the Av of Eish, not to the Tov of Eish. That the Rambam mentions Ishim Chubetzes, that is mentioned by Ishim Chubetzes in the name of the Rambam, in the Rambam beginning of Akenes. And then the other teretz is because Ishim Shem Chitzov only implies that it's considered Maisiv Yadayim, not Krome. But by Shchita there is Aloche, it has to be Nasis Mikeichi. So maybe we cannot apply the Aloche Mishim Mechitza. That from this is mentioned by the Roi in Berek Abayis. But we see that this Shchita, first of all, is that Ishim Mishim Mechitza applies even to the Tolt of Eish, and then that the Aloche of Zavachto, Vachalto, Mashat, Zavachat Eichel, does not imply Aloche of Keagavre. The Achim speak of Keagavre, that the Shchita, that the Sheichet has to have Keagavre. If he doesn't have Keagavre, you know, sometimes certain Shochti, they are so feeble, they are so weak, that the sacking falls out from their hands, you know, falls out from their hands simply by the removal of the keach hamenea. You know, if the sheichet is afflicted with the Parkinson disease, you know, a person who is afflicted with the Parkinson disease, so his hands tremble and he cannot hold anything, you know, for more than 30 seconds, because it will open up by itself.
his hand, so if he takes a hold of the sake, so then it will fall out. But not because he applies force. Not because he applies force, because of the removal of the Keilah HaManeiah. So you have tshuvas. I mean, of that kind. I mean, whether that shchite, someone who is afflicted with the Parkinson's disease. So I mean, years ago, they didn't know of the name Parkinson's disease, but it happened that the sheikhet was afflicted with that condition, that it was the Parkinson's disease. So in other words, so they assumed that there is a halacha in shchit. That's only according to the roi, it's not good. But according to the Rashbo, even if the sacking falls out because of the removal of the Keilah HaManeiah, it's also a good shchita because there is no halach of Keilah Kavre. But the Rosh Shita is, according to the Rashba, there is no halach of Keilah Kavre. But according to the Rosh, there is a halach of Keilah Kavre by shchita. So both the roots of Reb Chaim are mentioned by the Rosh. So, I mean, but the shchita is not like that. Okay. Now, I'm not like this between the Rashba and the Rosh in regard to the question if the Sheikhet has the sack in his hands and then without throwing it, he just loses his grip over the sacking, and then the sacking falls down on the behem, on the tzavar of behemo, through the force of gravity. The sheikh had not applying any force, but it was just by removing the keilah HaManeiah, whether the shchita is a good shchita or not. So the Rashba says that it's a good shchita, and the Rosh says it's not a good shchita. Now the Rashba is at the end of Shah Rishim, in Teras Abayis, Mamish at the end of Shah. Vikel Mega, Hegel Nofon Yodi and Heike, Idineki Pilo, who in love, Doga, Legabin Zokin, Dineki Pilo, Ukhidamun Mishiba Kizare, Boys Seven Nahas and Heike, Vikel Mega, Vinofon Zokin Hai, Vilkar, Ochaname Osimiki and Das Kinabe, who the Kitoni must listen not for a sack and Heineke Shipilo of Wah. Oi Dilmo in Zokin Shah, Abu in Shritachi Ablan Dark, whom is Tabuli, the Shrita Kilin Zokin. The Hocher Hocher also the Kerem das Kerem. So he mentions the Raya of Yisrael Nach Mosechei. So the Bnei Kabbai says, Ud Ma'ani, Al Dibre Zeh Hocham Bal Rayeso, Ma'ini and Zuri Tzulzu, Gab Nizokin Kol Eichad Yiu Gorin, Chayeg Od Mued Leilom, Gab Tumas Nid and Abel Mandom Al Bina Bechum Kabone Kwaab, Ubay Lchum, Lchum Gab Ma'ani, Behudi Tov, Avo Bishchite, Avo Gab Lebuye Kabone Kwaab, ואפילו הכתיכה, הצריכו העתירה כיחודום, אין זה שיהי, ונופו מיודי, ממי לפושת הוא, דירוך הלקה כיחודום כלל, ומענה כלל. So in other words, so a person מחליקה between the Rashba and the Rosh is whether the הלוכה of ישזובחתו, פחת שנזבחו מאילאו, implies that there has to be מייסה שחיתת ידיים. So since we see in connection with Nizokin, so Hoyisoev Nachas Levisecheike, the Lo Yikipo, and then it falls down through gravity by removing the Keilah HaManeiah. So it's Chayv Dalet Dvorim. So it's considered as a Ma'aseh Yadayim, not Rome. So Memele Gabi Shchite, it's also considered a Shchite Yadayim. But the Rosh says no. Here the Zerzakosuv of Zavachto implies that the Shchite has to take place through Keilah Gavre, Nasis Mekeiche. So if he applies his force, so then it's Nasis Mekeiche Gavre. But when he removes the Keilah HaManeiah, then it's not, there is no Keilah Gavre. Now, there is a diuk from the Lashon of Rashi. Now, here the Gemara says that by Shchita, by Muchne, when the Sakin is thrust in a well, and then the well is run by water power. So Bekeach Rishin, the Shchita is good. Bekeach Sheini, the Shchita is not good. So then the Gemara equates it with Bitke Demai. Gaber Itzich, Haiman Dekav Sol Echavre Vashkol at Bitke Demai, Umis Chayim, Mai Tai Megira Dedeyu, De Anade. Vahane Mile Bekeach Rishin, Avul Kiach Sheini Kol Bam. I mentioned an example in going over that Gemara of Bitke Demai, an example where I had a hose of water, and that had a cap on it, and then the person uncovered the cap of the hose, mimela the jet of the hose poured upon the person who was bound there on the ground, and it killed him. Yeah, but this pshat in the Gemara will accord with the Rashba Shita, that as far as Shita is concerned, so there is no special halacha of Nasas Mikeche. As long as it's considered his Maise Biyodayim, so it's a good Shita. So the question is that the removal of the cap from the hose, on top of the hose, that's a removal of the Keiach HaMenea. It's like loosening the grip that he has over the socket. So that's certainly considered as a Maise Biyodayim, Ligabe Ritzicha, Ligabe Dalet Vorim, and so on. But whether it's effective, Ligabe Shvite, is a Machlekes, the Rashbo and the Rol. Now, if we explain the Gemara, here the Gemara equates Bitke de Maye with Muchne, B'Keiach Rishon. So, V'Chiyot Omer Rav Papa, even though Bitke de Maye has reference to Ritzicha, and Muchne, B'Keiach Rishon has reference to Shchit. So the Gemara equates it. So according to the according to the Rashbo, that Hasoras Keiach HaMeneya is considered valid Ligabe Shchit as well, then we can explain the Gemara. Haiman Nikafsa Lechavre V'Ashkel Bikre de Maye. So how was he Ashkel Bikre de Maye? By simply removing the cap and the hose. So that's Hasoras Keiach HaMeneya. But according to the law, so in such a case, where you remove the Keiach HaMeneya, so that would be considered a Maise Yodayim. So it has application to Ritzich. He would be a Ritzich, would be Chayav Misa. But it would have no application to Shchita, because by Shchita, Maise Yodayim, Maise Shchita Yodayim is not enough. It has to be Nasas Bekeiche. And according to the law, Hasoras Keiach HaMeneya, so that's not Nasas Bekeiche. It's Maise. But it's not Nasas Mikeiche. Now, and here the Gemara says, V'chihod Omer Rav Papa. So according to the law, we cannot explain the Gemara or the member of Rav Papa, Haiman the Kafsa Lechavre, Vashkel Bitke de Maye, by simply removing the cap, the Keiach HaMeneya. So then it has nothing to do with Shrite. Enoch and Ame. The law will also be made that vis-a-vis Ritziche, so Hasoras Keiach HaMeneya will be Chayim Mise. But here the Gemara says, V'chiho, the Omer Rav Papa, that means that the din of Rav Papa and the din of Saone de Maye Keiach Rishon is ein hach. But it couldn't be ein hach if Bitke de Maye is referenced to the case of Hasoras Keiach HaMeneya. Oh, so we'll have to explain differently. Now let's see how Rashi explains the Gemara of Haiman de Kafs Lechave Vashto Bitke de Maye. Rashi doesn't seem to apply it to the case where he just removes the Keiach HaMeneya. He just takes off the cap. Mimele. So the Mayim start pouring. Because Rashi says, the Ashkel Bikre de Maye, Shehift no Hamayim la'averolo. Vineru. In other words, apparently Rashi explains this Gemara of Bikre de Maye like this. He had an open hose, an open pipe, but it was open that way, and there was no victim lying here to be killed by the jet of water. So he turned the open hose the other way, and he diverted it in the direction of the person who was bound. This is how Rashi explains it. Why does Rashi have to say Shehifna Hamayim La'averol of Mineru? Why couldn't Rashi simply explain the Gemara of Bitke de Maye? In other words, that the hose, the pipe, had a cap, a cover, and then he just took off the cover. Apparently, Rashi Shite is like the Ro. Now, according to the Ro, so by Ritzicha Enoch and Ame, even in this case where you just uncovered the hose, the pipe. So Hasoras Keiach, the removal of the Keiach HaMeneya. So it's Maase Yodayim. But the Gemara says, V'chiho di Omer Rav Papa. So in other words, the same din applies to Shchita. By Shchita, so it wouldn't be with Shchita by simply removing the Kei Hamanaya. So Mimele, he applies the Gemara, the member of Rav Pope, to the case where there is something that is done Bekeche. In other words, if the hose was this way, was channeled this way, and then he channeled it and he changed the direction. So then he gave it a push. So then it's Nasis Mekeche. So it's considered his Maise Biyodai Ligabi Ritziche, and it's also considered Ligabi Shrite Nasis Mekeche. Fine. Now, so we have two Shites, the Shite of the Rashbo and the Shite of the Ron. The Rosh Shite is different than either the Rashbo or the Ron. Now the Rosh is in the second perek. It's the second perek in Chum. It's the Rosh. It's paragraph Ches in the Rosh, in the second column. The Rosh says they are the Mishnah of Nofla Asakim Bishochto. Avo Bishochto Gedarak Absur. Shenema Vizavachto Veachalto. So then he says, the time of Rav Nosson, the Loiboy Kavone Klau Bechul, the Kol Rachmon and Sasik Pesel Bekotchi, the Avzichticha Loiboy Kavone, the Lixiv of Hatachto of Zabachto, Umiu Beloy Kavone Shum Dovo, Yepsha, the Dixiv is Abachto, the Havel Hola Poches Moivosiso, the Zorich Lis Havin the Shum Dova Maise, Uvin and Achir Limikreke Agav. So the Rosh says something else. It's a third chile. He says, true, we pass like Rav Nosson. There's a machlik between Rav Nosson and Rav Nosson. According to Rav Nosson, we don't require kavone. Shchite does not require kavone. According to Rav Nosson, shchite requires kavone. So even according to Rav Nosson, the shchite requires kavone. What kind of kavone is required? Only kavone chitich asimone. Not kavone shchite to be matia. By kochim, so yes, to be mischav to be matia. Masheinke. By whom even according to Rabbanon the kavone is required, so it's only kavone, an intention to cut the simonim, not kavone of shchite of being matir lebehime al yedei shchite. So he says, and according to Rav Nosson, we don't require even kavone to cut the simonim, but a certain kavone is required even according to Rav Nosson. In other words, if he has no kavone, so even Rav Nosson be made a shchite is no good. In other words, when does Rav Nosson say that it's good if a person, let's say, will take his sacking and he will intend to throw it against the wall? His kavone is just that it should stick in the wall. And then, but in passing, as he throws the sacking, for the purpose it should stick in the wall, so the sacking collides with the tzavar abheimo and it cuts the simoni of the tzavar abheimo. So then, according to Rav Nosson, according to Rabbanon, it's not good because the sheikh had no kavone to cut the simanim, and according to Rabbanon, it's no good. According to Rav Nosson, it is good. And we pass like Rav Nosson, but at L'chol HaPoches, he had a certain kavone. He didn't have kavone to cut the simanim, but he had kavone to throw. But suppose a person would fall asleep with the sacking shall shchit in his hand. And then in his sleep, without intending anything, without being conscious that he's doing anything, so he'll just turn over and melee, he'll throw. In his sleep, without any kavone, he'll throw the sakin and there is a behemoth near his bed and it'll cut the simon. So then it'll not be good even according to us. Because here, in this case, there is no kavone whatsoever. When does Ramosan say it's good? Well, there is a kavone. Of a certain maize. Not the kavone to cut the simonim, but the kavone to throw. Kavone is riki. But where he makes no kavone. Where he makes no kavone. So then even Rav Nosson will be made in the shrit is not good. But what does he say? Umiu beloi kavone shum dovo. Yevsha. Midirsiv is ovachto. The havel echol apochets kmo yivu asiso. So in other words, that means it requires his maize shrit. מדרסים לזובחתו, דהב לכל הפוחס כמו יבוסיסו, וצורך להסחב עם לשום דבר מה יישא, ומבינח למי קרה כי אגב רי. So כי אגב רי, according to him, is not an union of כי אגב רי per se. It means it has to be his מה יישא. But, so, it's like the Rashbam. But the Rashba doesn't require that there should be a certain kavone. All the Rashba requires is that it should be his maise. That it should be his maise. But he requires a certain kavone. Now in the case I mentioned, so it would be good according to the Rashba and according to the Rav. Because even according to the Rav, who says Hasoras Keach HaMeneah is not considered Keach Gavre, and but in the case where while he's asleep he throws the sakim, then there is Keach Gavre, but it's done by a person who is asleep, but there is Keach Gavre. Here he says it's not considered his maaseh because there is no kavone whatsoever, not because there is no keach. There is keach. He says, "Umiu beloy kavone shum dava." So keach there might be. Let's say if he's asleep and he throws the sakin while he's asleep. So it's nasis mikeach too. But there is no kavone. So in other words, so the Rashi Poshiti is that without kavone whatsoever, so then it's the ma'ase is not even attributed to him. Is not. So then the person acts like he stole. If it's just mechanical, without any kavone, so he doesn't act like a person, like a free agent, but he acts like a stone. So mele, if let's say while the person is asleep and he has the sakin in his hand, he turns over and he throws the sakin on the behemoth. So mele, it's not attributed to him. It's considered as if the shechita took place me'ilo, because it's a mechanical act done. That so mele, it's just a mechanical act, and it's not his ma'ase. It's not his ma'ase. So it's not. So he says, and here when the Torah says v'zovachto, the havelech la'poches kmo yivosiso, v'tzorich li'ischavin li'shum. And the raya of the Rosh is from the Gemara in Chum. Gemara in Chum, the Flamed Aleph from the base. So there, the Flamed Aleph from the Aleph, the Gemara mentions a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Let's say, if a nidon, so was tiveles, beinus. She wasn't tiveles voluntarily, but beinus shenen sovitov nido shenen sovitov. Omar Rav Yudah Marav teirol beis of asur lechol bitrum. So according to Rav, she's muteres lebailo, even though she was nen sovitov, but she's not allowed to eat mitrum. According to Rabbi Yechanan, even lebailo she's asur af lebeis leitav. So then the Gemara says that. How do we visualize the case of Nidosh and Ensovitov? If, let's say, a friend picked her up, the Nido, and he threw her into the mikveh. So in other words, she didn't want to be developed, but a friend threw her into the mikveh. So then there is kavone of the friend. So that's a good kavone, even li gabi achila bitruma. So kavone de chava, the kavone samal yasi. Veroi bitruma name ocho. Eldo, Omar Rav Pope, that nido shenem sovitev, tovlo, is to be visualized, li rabnosen shenofu minai kesher, ul rabonon sheyodolo keir. Sheyodolo keir. So in other words, according to rabnosen, who says that shechita doesn't require kavone at all, not even kavone of the chasimonim, so memele nidoshenenso vitovlo would be visualized in connection with the case where the nido was walking on the bridge and then she fell down into the river and she was develas, and she was develas. Ul rabbonon, and they call it rabbonon, that shechita requires kavonas chtichasimonim. So here too, if she was not from Nageshea, so then even Libailo she is a son. But when is she muteres Libailo? If Yodel Hokia, if she went in just to cloth, Mimele, she was mischavenes to do a certain maise. But she wasn't mischavenes to be tailed. But she did intend to descend into the river, but not to be tailed completely. And then, unintentionally, so she was immersed in the water completely. But she was mischavenes to do a certain maise, to go into water. But if she would be walking on the bridge and then it will break and she will fall into the river and be teveles, so then it will not be a tefillah. According to Rabbanon, what is the machlekes between Rabbanon? What is the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rav Nosson, Tavi Shrite? What bearing does it have on tefillah? The answer is because it appears from this Gemara that the reason as to why Rabbanon saying that it requires kavona of tichas imoni, and if the sheikhet just is mischavim to throw the sake in the keser, and then it shechts the behemo, so the shchite is not a good shchite, is not that the Rabbanon require an extra din of kavona by shchite. But if there is no kavona of tichas imoni, the Rabbanim hold, then the maise shchite is not attributed to the sheikhet. It's not his maise, it's an accidental act, and it's done by him accidentally and mechanically. His kavone was just to throw his sake into the bowl. And then it comes the money. So it's not his maize shrite. And Rav Nosson, he holds that even though he did not intend to call his money, but as long as he did intend to do something, the chalapoch has to thrust the sake into the wall, so Mimele, and then it comes the money, so it's attributed to him, so it's considered his maize. Mashenke, so Mimele, the horse says, in the case where there's no kavone altogether, not even kavone as thick as a sake, so then even the Rabbanon would be made that he would not, it would not be attributed to him, it would not be considered his maize. So we have three shittes, Ligabe shchite, the shchite of the Rajba, the shchite of the Ro, and the shchite of the Rosh. All right. Omar Rabbi, Pshitali, Tolush was a Fribilin as Chovim Ave Tolush, that if originally it was Tolush, and then he made it Mechuber, so the Gabi Avlizore, it has a din of Tolush. But now the Aloche is, there is Exerza Kosov, Eleheim Aloor, Veloi Aor in Eleheim, that the pagans who worship the mountains, so one could say the mountain should be Osabanoe, because after all it's Avodah Zarah. So no, since the mountain is Mechuber, it's Ein Yad, it's Ein Yad Odom Tifeses Bo, so Mimele, it doesn't become affected with the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah. So that's the Aloche. Only if the Avodah Zarah, the idol that is worshipped by the pagans, is a Tolush. But if it is Mechuber, it's Ein Tvisas Yad Odom Bey, like the mountains, so the mountains do not become Osa. Now, the question is, suppose someone bows down to a house, and if he treats the house as the Avodah Zarah and he is mishtachel bayis, so will the bayis become Osa Banoi or not? So that depends. If we say, so what is a bayis? A bayis originally consisted of bricks, of stones, that was Tolush. Then when he built the house, and then it became converted into Mechuber. So if we say Tolush, let's say Fribre, is have a Tolush. So even when the bricks, the stones, are built into an edifice, into a building, so it's still as a din of a Tolush, so Mishtach Lebayis is also. If we say Tolush, let's say Fribre, have a Mechuber, so then a Mishtach Lebayis is Muta. So, Omar Rabbi, Pshitam, Tolush, let's say Fribre, Lidam, is Kechovim, so have a Tolush. The Omar Mara Mishtach Lebayis, Shere Yosrei, Vizal Gdaita, have a Mechuber, Alei, Alehorim, Alehorim, Alehim. So just as a mountain that is worshipped by Yivya Mizore does not become Osa Banoye, so the Bayi shouldn't become Osa Banoye either. And still Rav says that it is Osea, so it's a Raye, that the Tolush Lese Fribre Yivya Mizore is Ave Tolush. Linye Nachsha Zoyim, Tanoi. Now, the Aloche is that in order to be Machshia, so first of all, something that is Mechuper can not become Mukhsha Lekabolas Tumeh, and then the Aloche is also that when you are Machshia, a Peire, let's say, with Mayim, so it also has to be Bitosh, not in Mechuper. So, Yin Yerech Shazroim Tanoi Tatnam, הכיף וכל הכסף, בשביל שתודח, הרי זה בחיות, so it's much של קבל הסתומה. If somebody inverts a carry on the wall, in order that the carry should be rinsed, washed out, so me mele, and then that might came in contact with Peres. Now the halacha is that only if he was machshir the Peres, litzera bavotolush, then the mayim can be machshir kabbalas tume. But if he was machshir the mayim, if he was machshir the mayim, litzera bavomechuber, then that mayim, that mashke, cannot be machshir kabbalas tume. Now here, when he's gave the Korah case of Shul Shetulach, so he was machshir the mayim, in order, in litzerech, dovratolush, the car, to, in order to rinse it out, to wash it out, harizeh b'chiyut. So if that mayim dripped, ani peire, so then it becomes mukhshir kabbalas tume, bishvil shol yilke hakeisel, bishvil shol yilke hakeisel. But if the purpose of putting the car al hakeisel, in other words, there was a jet of water gliding down, and he wanted to protect the wall against that water, so Mimele he put the car on the keser bishvil shel yimka keser eine bechiyut. Why? Because he was not machshir the mayim litzerech dovrat olush. Hogu v'kash amre bishvil shel yimka keser bechiyut ho bishvil shel yimka keser arei ze bechiyut v'od aton bishvil shel yimka keser bechiyut ho bishvil shel yimka keser arei ze bechiyut. Amar af lezer tav, and what is keser? Keser is tolish lesef chibre. So tav מי ששונה זו, ראשונה זו. רב פופר אומר, כל אחד עלו. הופי קיסו מאורי. When it says that, בשביל שיהיו לך קיסר. So, איני בחיות. So it has reference to a קיסו מאורי. That is, מי שיש עשינו places like that. So it's not only, so it's חובה מיות. הופי קיסו בניין. When it says that, בשביל שיהיו לך קיסר. So הרי זה בחיות, because it's considered. Actually, Litzera do Vatolush has reference to Kesel Binyan. So, it's Tolush Lesef Chibre, so it's Ami Tolush. Vokom, Hakei, Vekora Hakei, so it's Tolush Lesef Chibre, so it's Tolush Lesef Chibre, Hopi, Shoshu Lesef Chibre, so it's Tolush Lesef Chibre, Bamen lo Amur, Mekesel More, Avu Kesel Binyan, Vishu Shlai, Vishu Shlai, Yuka Hakei, Sel, Uden Bechiyut, Hopi, Shoshu Lesef Chibre, Sel, Harei, Ze Bechiyut. No, it's the Rashi. Lina, this is Chobim Nikaimu, and Shem, so, Shem, it is all, and it's all, and it's all, and תכסים סלעים על אורים לאורים עליהם, הנה מלאחד עם חובמי קורא, אבל תורג לסף חיברי, ומי שחיברי עובדי, איזנסה, מי שמידובש ביודך ביותכו, המשטח הוא לפאי שלי, אבל של חבירי אני אוכל עשר, בקוז אין עוד ביוחי, אין עוד מייס הדובש שלי שלי, והנה איך שזרוים תנועי, יהיה ומחובר יהיה בתורוש, דיח שבינו לקשום בירדוס ומציר שום דובו, והכי נופל פרס נסיכו, אבל פי שלו יודו, כשאוך שורי סמפרס, ולניח עלי באו איכשר, הווה מכשול, נתפס מסך מכשירים, כל מה שתפוס לרוצם, אבל בשביל ציבור רוצם מכשר, ואני בלי כך שמינו בירדוס ומציר דובו תורוש, אבל יהיה שמינו צריך לחובר לא עם איכשר, תוך תאים תרס כן אשר, ולמיים, ולמיים, יוכל אפילו פרס ומיירס, יהיה מכשירים, אבל אני מנקלי, אלה שמורים לקלי לי, שסנאים, וגם עשיתי לו, חביס סקירים, תלמודים בכל יתמו, היא בכל יתמו יוכל אפילו בפרס ומיירס, תלמודים לקלי, מגל מיוחד שהוא תורש מהקר, כי אף כל שלו נקר, יוכל אפילו לשאלי שיהיה לפרס ומיירס, יהיה מכשירים, תלמודים מה שיש, אלה אלה שמילו נסיעו, מניים שיכפה להם עדי הכי צבא בונת, תלמודים, על מכשירים, נצריך תורש מכשירים, נצריך מחובה על מכשירים. אלו אם כן יכלה אם אפילו ספר את לסייכו, תהיה עוד הרחשבינו לזרוש, ועוד אמונים פסוחים מחוברי, מכשירים עליהם נכלה שיפלו פרס לסייכו, נלשת יודו ועדיכו, כי זה הפרס מן המים. So he has to be מחשב למים, לצייר דבטולוש. So if he's מחשב למים, לצייר the car itself, that's certainly דבטולוש. If he's מחשב למים, לצייר קיס לבניין, so it's told me שיילה, אלף תולוש לסף חיברי. בשביל שתו דחה קורה עם בחיות, אם נופלה ככה בפרס, אפילו הזמן הוכשו, תחשבינו אנחנו משכו עד לחסקור, קר, וניח לי באח נפילה, אפילו לא יחשבינו לצייך על הפרס, כי יהיו תן תפילה, בידי ניח לי באח נפילה, בשביל שאולי כאן קייצר, נופלה קיר קור ממנו, מעל אף להקורו, וממנו לפרס, לא יוכשו, ניח לי באח נחשום עם וירוס, או בשביל שאולי לך קייסר, כשאין לי פנצומך לקייסר, ונושא שם קורו של שפים לקייסר, אין לי בחיות, ואף אגב תחשבינו לצייך הקייסר, חשיבו זה מחובר להפחשיבסו, עד לחשבינו לצייך שם תורתו לשגרמון, תאבר, קשי אחרי שהוא זה הביא אותו את הנוינינו מה חושב הוא איתו, הוא שלא יקסר ומה חושב הוא מחובה מה חושב הוא איתו שהוא מחובה מהיקריו שכבר יעבון וסרושץ וחיברו מבניין ומה חושב הוא מחובה ואני תנוי גם עליו חתנו דיקול על מתו יוסף חיברי היה בתולוש בקסל מארי שהוא עושה מילוב שרק הקרקע והקסל ממילוב הוא מחובה מהיקורי אבל קסל בניין שהוא תולוש בשביל שלא ילקע קסל ולחבו, אין בחיות אבל ששתו עד השם אם יצא הקסל מחשר עזרוין ליתום בוא ירוב תולוש יוסף חיברי לעניין שחית מי נאו the question of Isaac, so the shame raised the question how is it that Gemara now has a shyless weather Tolush was a chibre in the shrite is a good shrite or not the Gemara already discussed it daf tesvov amit beis so the Gemara came to the conclusion that on daf tesvov amit beis that according to Reb Chiye so even Tolush even Mechuba Meikore is a good shrite According to Rebbe, a tolush mechuba meikorei, so the shechita is psulo. Even the Eved, but tolush was a chibri, according to Rebbe, so the chathila not, but the Eved is good. So the question arises, why does Rove raise this abaya? Boy Rove, tolush was a chibri, and shechita mai. What kind of a child is? It all depends. According to Reb Chiye, so even lechatchile, even mechuba meikore is valid, and according to Rebbe, so mechuba meikore is not valid, even the Eved, and Tolush Yosef Chibrei is valid. Tolush Yosef Chibrei is valid. So what's the child? So all the shenim has that cash. All right. Now, Tolush Yosef Chibrei is shchit emayi, So the Gemara says, Toshma, if you rock him out from the Kesel, so we see that Tolush Yosef Chibrei is, because it says Kesel, usually Kesel, he won't, is Tolush Yosef Chibrei. So we see from this, that Tolush Yosef Chibrei, like Abish Chite, is no good. So the Gemara gives a teretz, no, it's no right. Hoch, my skin of a case of more. So it's Mechuba Mikore. But in a name, if it's told as a Chibrei, maybe the Shrite is good. They can name that this is reference to a case of Mechuba Mikore, Diktone, Dumye, Dikone, Ilo, Meilo, Shmamino. So the case is also in the Meilo. Tosh, no attacking the case. ושוחד בשחיתו עוסק שאירו so we see that מחובר is good שהנסקים לא מבעת עלי so when is the abaya of the gemore only if the tolush he was מבעת מה שאין כן if he just thrust it into the wall and for a moment temporarily so it wasn't מבעת על נסקים so then certainly it's all right תושמה במחובר מכך כשחיתו עוסק שאירו so we see The Tolush Yosef Chibrei is kosher. So he might give the teres, deal with Purushik and Forash law. My Mechubel is Kar Kesaki. The Mevat, the Loi Mevat, the Lei. Oh, Mama. No, I'm Saki Mikei Yisrael. Vishochad Boshutos Sikshel. Oh, Mama, Avonu Lomar Shmuel Lo Yishonu. Ela Shasakim Limaylo. Yitzav Abeimu Limata. So then, b'mtzies, there is a droso is not like I'm sucking the matter. It's avo behem or emailo. It's not a master that will be drusi, but it's likely that it will occur drusi if the sucking is lemato. It's avo behem or emailo. The chashino shemitris v'vaton ben shasucking lemato. It's avo behem or emailo. Ben shasucking lemailo. It's avo behem or emato. Amar zvid listoni mito. Sucking lemato. It's avo behem or emailo. So then, it is good b'tolush. Sakin, because otherwise b'mechuber there might be a problem with rus. Sakin le'mailo b'tzav be'im le'mato. So then there is no chash of rus. So even b'mechuber, so it's kosher. Rav Popper ma be'if elikol. In other words, that the reason is why Shmuel says sakin le'mato b'tzav be'im le'mailo. So there is a shasha mehidreis. So that's his only shayach. Like a behem. Masha'in kein, beiv, that it's kal. So then, there is no shasha vidruso. even the case of Sakhalin Matovitz of Abeim Lamail. Now, let's see the thesis. Tolush was a fibrillary in Shritamai. Tell you, my Tommy Boyle, who has signaled you the Rebbe, the Abed Kosha, who will appear Kosha Mamle Hatrile, will Yoda Hannah Prices, Mikombo came, Alcohol, who is Lechiach, must listen to us with a fibrillary David Kosha, will you laugh with Hatrile? Da Filu, so how could there be an abiding Gemorrah as well that Tolush with a fibrillary is valid or not? Because the Gemorrah already mentioned. And after Svov on the base, that according to Rav Chiya, so even the Chuba Meikore is a good Shchita and even Lechatchila, it's good. And because he doesn't darshan the Droshim of Macheles, of Ayikras Macheles Lishchait, Lishchait, and according to Rebbe, so the Chuba Meikore is supposed to be Rai Sivin the Ebed, and those Sefikre is Lechatchila, it's not Kosher, but the Ebed it is Kosher, so what's kind of an Abayah does Rav make? Tell me, Michael and Bailey, who has signaled you, the Rebbe, the Evet Kosher, who have here Kosher and Amel Hatrile, will you do other prices? We call McMakori, you have must listen. So they have given the Evet Kosher, the Lula Hatrile, the Philomaker must listen, the Huba Mikore, the Osla Hatrile Shemit Reis, or her name, Tolish Lesif Haveri, the Tolish Lesif Hibre, yes, El Hatrile, my time, yes, El Hatrile, my time. So why does Robe raise an Abai? The Yesh Lema, they are living the Rebbe Miboyle. So Teisva says that the Abaye is certainly does not apply to Rav Chiya, because according to Rav Chiya, so Mechuba Meikore, it doesn't darshi. The droshe of Ayikach has a macheles lishchei, some mele, even Mechuba Meikore, so it's good, according to Rav Chiya. But the Abaye is only the Rebbe. Rebbe definitely says that Mechuba is possible. So the question is, does Rebbe only passel Mechuba Meikore? But Tolus Yosef Chibri doesn't passel, or Rebbe passels, even Tolus Yosef Chibri. Yishleim Adal Yibir Rebbe. So otherwise, according to Teisves, this Gemara does not accord with the Gemara of the Svoram Beis. Because our Gemara of the Svoram Beis says in some word, that Tolish that Mechuba Meikore is possible and Tolish Lesef Chibre is kosher, whereas Rovez Nabaye where the Tolish Lesef Chibre is kosher. Yishlim Adali with the Rebbe Mboile. Did you know that Tolish Yuxeiro could have been on the Yil or Yishemo the Rebbe in Chiluk when Tolish Lesef Chibre le Mechuba Meikore Upsulo Umasnisen. Oh, so then the question arises, so how can we apply the Mishnah? So be Shleime according to the Gemara that is from the base that even Rebbe who says that Mechuba is possible, so it's only by Mechuba Meikore, but also if Chibre Rebbe is made it's not possible, so then we can explain the Mishnah, because the Mishnah that says that it's kosher the Eved has reference to a case of Tolish Lesef Chibre, but if we are going, that's why the Mishnah says Hashechit, so it's kosher. But if we say that Rebbe will pass even by Tolus Yosef Chibre, so we couldn't apply the Mishnah according to Rebbe, because the Mishnah says that the Eved is Kshero, and now the Gemara is saying in one alternative that according to Rebbe even Tolus Yosef Chibre is Psula. So how will you explain the Mishnah? With whom will it accord? With whom will it accord? If it accords with Rav Chiya, so then even Chatchile it should be Kshero. And the Mishnah says only the Eved. And if it accords with Rebbe, so according to one alternative, Rav is Abaye. So according to Rebbe, so even Tolish Lesef Chibre is possible. There's a cash. Yishlim Adal Yibid Rebbe in Boile. Diyo Ma'abik Tolish, Kshero, Tamin Aliyo. Yishem Al Rebbe, Yichil Yibid Tolish Lesef Chibre, Kho Meikore, Upsulo, Umasnis Nemach Shal Eved. So how will we apply the Mishnah according to Shite? Ki Rav Chiya. Oh, but according to Rav Chiya, it should be muter even lechatchile, because if midraisa it's muter to share with mechuba mamish, even mechuba meikore, why should chachomim ask lechatchile? Chachomim never make it a kone contrary to the Torah. If the chachomim do make it a kone, it's because of a certain zera. But according to Rav Chiya, that even tolush, so Bishleim according to Rebbe, the Tolish Meikore, that Mechuba Meikore is Kosher Midraise, but also the Sef Chibre is Kosher Midraise, so it's shayach to make a Gzeire. By Tolish Lesef Chibre, Oto, מחובה מיקר.